have a chance to say, so I thought I'd just share them here. Speak something about the principle of yajna. Everyone's heard of Satyanarayan Puja on Saturdays. People call in Brahmins to their houses and they do Satyanarayan Puja and perform some homas. And then they engage in what we call yajna. You say yajna or you say home. Home or yajna. Yajna means in English, yajna means sacrifice. Perform some type of sacrifice. So what is sacrifice? What is the meaning of sacrifice? So I had some thoughts that I wrote down. The sacrifice, it means to dedicate one's interest or one's own interest for the satisfaction of a second person. Every man is engaged in sacrificing his interest for others. Either he's sacrificing for his family or his society or his country. But the perfection of such sacrifice is attained when we perform sacrifice for God. Actually, a Niti Shastra, Chanaka Pandit, he's telling that sometimes to save the family, you have to sacrifice a son or sacrifice a child. Sometimes there's some disease or whatever. The son in your family may get cholera or some contagious disease, and to save your family, you may have to remove that son, put him outside in a village or something, outside of the house at the edge of the village. Because if he stays in the house, everyone will get that disease and die. Bubonic plague or some highly contagious disease. So to save the family, you may have to sacrifice his son. Chanaka is saying this. Then to save the village, you may have to sacrifice a family. And to save the country, you may have to sacrifice a village. And then he says, Chanaka Pandit says, but to save yourself, the Atma, to save your very self, you should be ready to sacrifice the whole world. At the right time, not that you run away from your responsibilities. It's not that you have children and young children, unmarried children. Okay, I'm saving myself. Goodbye, bhakti. I'm going to Hardwara to take sannyas. We're not saying that. And Krishna's not saying that. But this is the principle, Chanaka Pandit. Ultimately, to save yourself, to realize God, then you have to, all energy has to be there. And generally, the Vedic society, the ancient society, India was set up like this. There was celibate life, then celibate life or student life. That's the first station of life. Second station of life is married life. Third station is retired life. And fourth station is renounced life. Renounced life means full engagement in spiritual activities. Children, grandchildren, everyone's taken care of, married. Business is there, finished retirement. Living on your interest or living on your insurance or whatever, living on your earnings. So now free time, responsibilities taken care of. All children married, house, everything secure, health, insurance, everything. Now, absorb the mind in God. Sacrifice for God. So now, someone might ask the question, well, I can understand sacrificing for my family, going to working very hard. Working is sacrifice. Working is very difficult. We're sacrificing for our family, or for our society, for our nation. So then someone might say, I can understand why I should do that, and then the necessity of that, the need for sacrifice, the necessity. But what is the need for sacrificing for Krishna? Why should we try to please Krishna through sacrifice? So then Prabhupada explains in one lecture. He says that sacrifice and service to Krishna are actually natural. This is actually our svabhav, atma svabhav. It's the nature of the soul to sacrifice and serve God. And how is it so? He says, for any honest soul, he can understand that actually God is giving me so much facility. God is giving me sunlight. God is giving me pure water to drink and sunlight. God is giving me food. He's digesting my food. I take the food. He does everything, digests it, and maintains his body. So I'm receiving so many gifts from God. God has provided all animals like cow and buffalo to give us milk by which we live, and grains and food and fruits and all these things. These are God's gifts. Science cannot produce an apple. Science cannot produce a cup of milk. Science cannot produce a chapati. Science cannot produce palak paneer sabji. All right? Science cannot do that. They can make gizmos and trinkets and techno gadgets, computers and watches and some very amazing and handy products. But the basics of life, which means water, light and food are all gifts of God. They're God-given. They're the arrangement of God. So an honest person, an honest soul, he will realize that Krishna is giving all facility. So then he may feel some gratitude, some appreciation. Oh, God has been so kind. I feel so grateful. So then he may think that God is so kind, let me render some service. So this is when, because when you, the idea awakens that I've received so much, then let me render some service. I remember myself, when I was growing up, I had two brothers in our family, and I was the youngest, or I am the youngest. I think I am, I'm not a was yet. I'm not a was, I'm an am. In the future I'll be a was. But I am the youngest. I am the youngest. And I remember at a certain point when I was growing up, I stopped thinking about me and started thinking about others. Generally, a child is always thinking about me. Me, 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 me. Mommy, me, mommy, me. Daddy, me, daddy, me. Mommy, me. And then I was about 5 years old, five, maybe six. I started to realize, oh, there's somebody else in this world besides me. There's my mother, my father. And they have feelings. They actually have feelings. And they can be happy, they can be sad, and they can be served. I remember one day I walked in the kitchen, my mother was cooking. I said, and because we had servants and we're a wealthy family. So my parents, they said, you study, you play, that's your life. Your life is study and play. And they didn't make any demands. You play, you study, here's your allowance, you go spend your money and whatever. But then one day I walked in the kitchen, I said, Mother, I said, or Mommy, or whatever, or whatever you say, I don't know, I don't remember, or Mommy or something. I said, can I help you? It came in my heart, it actually naturally came in my heart, desire to serve. Why did that service desire come? Because of appreciation. I started to realize, oh, my mother's doing so much for me. All these years she's been feeding me and putting up with me, and I've been crying for this and crying for that, and she's been training me and teaching me and helping me and guiding me and feeding me and protecting me and taking me to the doctor and fixing me up when I fall off my bicycle and doctoring me and administering to me. So many services I've drawn from my mother. I've never done anything for her except give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. Give me your time, give me your love, give me your attention. And then it dawned on me, well, she's also a person. Maybe I can do something for her. Maybe I can please her. Maybe I can serve her. So I walked in the kitchen. I said, is there anything I can do in the kitchen to help cook dinner or whatever? And she looked at me. She was like, what? Like, what is this? You know? I said, no, really, I want to help. Can't I help do something? You really want to help? Are you crazy? Have you gone crazy? She said, no, I'm quite genuine about my feelings. She said, all right. Oh, and she then became happy. I said, let me show you. See this? This is a potato. Acha, TK, potato. Alu. And this is a peeler. Acha, potato peeler. Wow. And you hold it like this and go ch-ch-ch like this. You think you can do that? Oh, well, let me try. Ch-ch-ch. Oh, very good. You're very good at that. Oh, yes, I'm very good. Chop, 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 chop. So then I peel the potatoes. So this, as this awakening happened within me or within a person at a certain age, the soul also awakens his sambandha, his relationship with God at a certain age. What age? After one lifetime, after two lifetimes, after 1,000 lifetimes, somehow, somewhere, someday. Somehow, somewhere, someday, the soul will realize, oh, there's somebody beyond me. There's some controller above me. There's some power beyond me. Maybe a deva, Chandra, Surya, Indra, Varun. So many devas are there. And devis are there. Durga, Parvati, and Shachi, and Arundhati, and so many different lady gods, you could say. And they are controlling, and they're providing so many things. But then there's someone beyond them, and that's the Supreme God, the Godhead, the origin, Ram, Vishnu, Krishna. So then this awakening comes, and with the awakening, a desire to serve. Out of appreciation and gratitude. I've received so much from God for so many lifetimes. It's about time I returned something. I gave something in return. Give my energy, give my love. Like they say in English, what can you give the man who has everything? Like, oh, tomorrow is Bill Gates' birthday, and he's invited you to his party. Bill Gates, everyone's heard of Bill Gates. So you're thinking, well, what will I get him for a birthday present? A gold Rolls Royce? He already has five of them. How about a gold-plated Ferrari? He has two of them. You know, whatever. What can you buy the man like, you know, what can you give him? So the same thing. What kind of birthday gift can you give God? I mean, he's a man. What can you give the man who has everything? Well, God has everything. He's a creator. He's a controller. He's a maintainer of millions and millions of planets and universes. What we can give him is our love. Our love, our attention, our devotion, our service. Some service. The service we render is insignificant. It's menial compared to all. He has thousands of millions of Lakshmis serving him and thousands of millions of devotees and servants. But what can we do? What can we render? But it's the attitude. It's the interest. It's the intention. It's the expression. It's the expression of our affection is what he's looking for. So we express our affection, or we express our love for God through acts of service. Acts of service means bhakti, service, devotional acts. Krishna says in Gita, Patram pushpam phalam toyam yo me bhakti prayachati taraham bhakti paritam ashnami prayatatmanah. He says in Gita, Krishna is saying, anyone who offers me with love and devotion, bhakti prayachati, bhakti prayachati, he offers me patram pushpam phalam toyam. He offers me a leaf. You offer one leaf, you take one leaf from a tree, tulsi patra or any patra, especially tulsi patra, and you offer to Gopal, patram, pushpam, you take some flower, this sona champak, golden champak, or gulab, or kadam, or bela, or jui, or so many flowers must be there. And then you offer that pushpam to the Lord, toyam, water, leaf, flower, water, what else? Patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam. It's like that, leaf, flower, water. So he, or just a little bit of water, a cup of water you offered to him. He's very happy. So this is sacrifice. Service and sacrifice are part of our nature. But now we're covered, and we think, oh, I don't want to, we're already sacrificed. And the thing is, everybody's involved with sacrifice. And everybody's involved with service. Can anybody say they're not sacrificing? Life is based on the principle of sacrifice. And life is based on the principle of service. He might say, your father, Mr. Dulani Saab, he may say, I'm the head of this house. I bought this house. My son is working for me. And this is my daughter-in-law, this is my wife, etc. I'm the head of this house. I'm the husband, I'm the father. Okay, but are you making any sacrifice? Are you doing any sacrifice? Yes, I'm sacrificing. Are you serving others? Yes, I'm serving. He's the head. But he's also sacrificing. And you can't avoid. You can't live without sacrificing. And you can't live without service. Even you have to serve your body. Even if you have millions of servants, you have to serve your body. We have an expression. Everyone has to answer the call of nature. You can turn off your cell phone, but you can't turn off the call of nature. You understand? Confirmed. The call of nature. The call of nature means you have to pass. You know, clear your stomach, right? So when that call comes, you can't say, oh, please call later. The Airtel number you have called is busy. Oh, call of nature, please call later. The phone is turned off. No, excuse me, I have to go right away, very fast. So we have to serve the body. The body is demanding our service. We may not want to be inconvenienced by that break in our schedule. But we have to go to use the latrine to clear our stomach. So this principle is there in our material dealings in this world, the principle of service and the principle of sacrifice. But we're saying that actually service and sacrifice are natural. This is our svabhav. Everyone is engaged in sacrifice and everyone's engaged in service. You're sacrificing for your mother, you're sacrificing your family, you're serving. So now, this service should be directed towards Krishna. So the Vedas, the whole Vedic literature prescribes sacrifice, yajna. Ashwamedha yajna, Gomedha yajna, this yajna, that yajna. All of you that are married, you also did a yajna. What's it called? Vivaha?
Vivaha yajna.
Vivaha yajna. You're married, is it right?
Yes. Sir.
I hope so, not the New Age style. Friends, we're only friends. We just live together. No, this is Vivaha Yajna. It's a Yajna. Dasavita Sanskara. It's called Dasavita Sanskara. There's 10 types of Sanskaras. Garbhadan Sanskara and marriage. There's all different Yajnas are performed. A Yajna for Garbhadan, a Yajna for birth, Jatakarna, Namkarna. Then there's Vidyakarna, then there's Vivaha Yajna. All these are different yajnas. So the Vedas prescribe sacrifice or yajna for what purpose? To please the devatas and the Supreme Lord. Why? Because people can attain material enjoyment. You can satisfy your material desires by the Vedic instructions. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Saha Yajna Praja Shristva Puravacha Anenava. He says that in the beginning of creation, Saha Yajna Praja Shristva. Praja means people, living entities, Praja. Saha means with Yajna. In the beginning of creation, I sent forth generations of men and demigods, and I said, be thou happy by doing this Yajna. So by doing Yajna, by worshipping the Devas, Ganapati Puja, Indra Puja, Surya Puja, Durga Puja, Shiva Puja, we satisfy them. They become pleased with our offerings. And then they give us fulfillment of our desire. So be happy by performing sacrifice. So sacrifice was created with the beginning of the human race. Life should be based on some type of sacrifice. Right? This is the basis of life. Why is that? Why should our life be based on sacrifice? Because the tendency in the human life, everyone is basically a lobiwala or lobiwali, depending on the gender. Lobiwala or lobiwala or wali means everyone's basically greedy, selfish. But because we want to satisfy our own bodily needs. Me generation. I, me, and mine. I, me, and mine. Now you see, for example, if you have a bag of gehun, 100 kilos gehun, and somehow it dropped somewhere from a truck or whatever, just sitting on the side of the road. A bird will come, and he'll sit there, he'll eat his full, he'll fill his stomach, he'll fly away. One cheerio, ek cheerio. Cheerio. Someone say cheerio. He'll land there, he'll eat that gehun, he'll get, you know, paid bolo, full belly, and then he'll fly away. Then some other bird will come. Now when a man comes, if a man comes there, he'll say, oh wow, look at this 100 kilos of wheat. He'll take the whole thing, 100 kilos, he'll take it home. It's not his, he's stealing it, he doesn't care. Hey, look at this, what mercy. But it's somebody else, he doesn't belong to him. So the Vedic culture, the ancient Indian culture, which is called Vedic culture, it actually teaches us to sacrifice. The underlying purpose of yajna is sacrifice. Sacrifice means to offer something for the pleasure of the presiding devata. And then what do we do after sacrifice? Usually after yajna, we do welfare for others. We distribute food. If you ever performed a sacrifice, like Vivaha yajna, the biggest expense is the food. They have the yajna and there's the ceremonies and rituals and the bharat and all these things. But then you distribute food. Wherever there's yajna or sacrifice, either to Vishnu or Ram or Krishna, there's always food distribution. Free food distribution. Like Kumbh Mela. I was in Kumbh Mela 1989, 1995 in Allahabad. And everywhere they're giving out free food everywhere. So this is taught in the Vedas. So by that giving of free food, that counteracts our selfishness. By distributing charity, giving food, it creates a mood of generosity within the heart of the condition of the jiva, the living entity, and it's the antidote to selfishness. What is the antidote or the counteractive measure? If we're selfish, how do you counteract selfishness? By giving. Because selfishness means taking for me, mine. So you can counteract that, which is a bad quality. So because the Vedas say do sacrifice. Do sacrifice to fulfill your desires. So then you sacrifice. Sacrifice means giving. It's an outward expression. Selfishness means with contracting, pulling in within yourself. And sacrifice means expanding, giving yourself out. Surrender, helping, giving. So this is the principle. So on a gross level, yajna, what is yajna or sacrifice? It teaches discipline. It teaches us sacrifice or yajna teaches us to discipline our lives and increase our faith in God, or the devatas, if we're doing devata yajna. By doing sacrifice, we can satisfy our needs. So the Vedas say, oh, you want to have a healthy body, you're sick, then worship Surya Dev. You do Surya Puja. By doing Surya Puja, then you can get physical health. So people, some sick, and every Sunday they do puja or whatever, every day they do some puja, and after 3 months, I feel healthy. Surya Dev is blessing me. So they get some result. Phalam Paryachiyate. Phalam Paryachiyate means judge a thing by its results. So they worship Surya Dev, and they got results. Oh, this is working. So when they get results, that increases their faith, their vishwas. Vishwas increases. But that's the gross level. We increases our faith. We discipline our lives according to the Vedic injunctions. Yama Niyama Veda. Karma Kanda Veda. Jnana Kanda. Jnana Upasana. Karma Upasana. We worship different devatas, and we get some result. But on a subtle level, when we talk about yajna, fire sacrifice, or yajna, yajna is a fire, we say fire sacrifice, yajna, home. It means some swaha, swaha, there's a fire. On a subtle level, there's like the Sarup Lakshana or the Tatastha Lakshana. This is subtle level. The fire, yajna, signifies light. Because a fire is there. Fire means flame. Flame means light. It signifies enlightenment. So in other words, for the sake of enlightenment, we should sacrifice our life. This is the conclusion. For the sake of enlightenment, to realize God in our relationship, we should sacrifice our life, which is what I mentioned earlier in relation to Chandaka Pandit. Krishna says the purpose of all karmas, sacrifices and yajnas for the human beings is to become situated in knowledge. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita. We perform sacrifice, and then we get knowledge. In other words, karma leads to jnana. Jnana leads to surrender. Surrender leads to devotion. It's this progression. So, when we make the sacrifice, then we become situated in knowledge. So what is the ultimate sacrifice? The ultimate sacrifice is taught in the Bhagavad Gita. What is the ultimate sacrifice? Krishna teaches the ultimate sacrifice in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 18th chapter. Sarva dharman prityaja mam ekam sharanam braja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishami masucha. Krishna says, this is a sacrifice. Sacrifice your ego. This is the ultimate sacrifice, hankar. This hankar yajna. Hankar. The sacrifice, our ego, in the fire of surrender. Offer our ego, or hankar, or it's called ahamta. Ahamta, I and mine. Aham mameti. Aham mameti. Ahamta or hankar. Sacrifice our sense of physical identity or false identity in the fire of surrender to God. So that's why Krishna says, abandon all varieties of religion, all dharmas, all varna dharma, ashram dharma, all upadis, all designations, all false identifications based on the material body, and surrender to me. This is the ultimate sacrifice. The sacrifice our attachments. To sacrifice our misconceptions. Sacrifice ourselves for the sake of God. Give up everything and surrender to God. That is the ultimate sacrifice. The body is given by God, and we are actually part and parcel of God. False ego means to identify with the material body. This is false. I am body. I am body. I'm Indian. I'm American. I'm man. I'm woman. I'm young. I'm old. I'm fat. I'm thin. I'm handsome, I'm ugly. It's all misconception. This is maya, that which is not. It is not reality. Reality is, I am eternal being. I'm an eternal being. I'm eternally conscious. I have eternal consciousness. I'm an eternal spiritual soul. Spirit soul. So this will realize that we're actually part and parcel of God. This body has been given by God, so it's meant for Him, for His sake. Sacrifice means that we should use our body for the pleasure of Krishna. So the whole purpose of Vedic yajnas or sacrifice is to make us realize this fact that Krishna is the enjoyer of all sacrifices. Bhoktaram yaga tapasam sarvaloka maheshram suridam sarvabhutanam gyatamam shantamichati. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram yaga tapasam, I am the enjoyer of all sacrifices. So Krishna is the ultimate enjoyer. So bhakti means to surrender to Krishna and be enjoyed by Krishna, to serve Krishna. And the easiest sacrifice for this age, it's very difficult to do fire yajnas and homas, hard to find Brahmins. The easiest yajna is called Nam Yajna. Nam. Harinam Yajna. Harinam Yajna means the sacrifice of chanting the holy names of Krishna. Right? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It's easy. Doesn't cost anything. It's cheap, it's easy, it's simple. You don't have to be a Brahmin. You don't need any Brahmins. You can be a Sindhi or a Bindi or a Punjabi, a Sikh or a Seeker. You can be a Sikh or a Seeker. You can be a Punjabi or a Karabi. Karabi. Karab. Punjab, Karab. You can be American. American. You can be American. Happy can. American means a happy trash can. A happy trash can is an empty one. A merry can, right? Merry means happy. Shuk waste bin. Shuka waste bin. Suki waste bin. Happy trash can. He's a merry can. Language is funny, huh? So this is some ideas about sacrifice.
Yes. Maharaj, I have a question, Maharaj. You right now said, Maharaj, like Krishna says, give up everything and surrender to God.
Yes.
Or what does give up mean, Maharaj? Like, give up.
Well, that's what he's saying. He tells what to give up. He says, sarva dharman, dharman, prityaja. He says to give up our identification with these things.
Okay.
Because mostly people are only identifying there, and they're putting all their energy there. They're putting all their energy. I'm a Vaishya. I'm a Baniya. I'm a Vaishya. There's Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. My class is Baniya. So I put all my identity there. This is my identity. Upadi. Upadi means designation, identity. I am a businessman, and my business is to make money and spend money and enjoy my body. That's it. That's my only identity. So he's saying, give this up. This is not your identity. Your identity is your part and parcel of me. Mamayavam cho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. You should serve me. Okay, you do your business, but give the results to me. Yes, he says, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away should be done as an offering unto me. Right? So ultimately, what he's saying is, ultimately Krishna is saying, give up everything and surrender to me. It means give up your varna, give up your ashram, but we have to do that in a gradual way. That's what I'm saying. Krishna's not breaking families. He's not saying run away from your 5-year-old child.
Yes, ma'am.
So he's saying basically the beginning is you give up your attachment to those things.
Yes,
that's what the whole part of the Bhagavad Gita says, perform your duty without attachment. And then the conclusion is, the final point is, first you do your duty. You're a husband, you're a wife, you're a husband, you're a child, you're a Brahman, you're a Baniya, you're a Vaishya, whatever you are. You perform your duty, you follow those ashram, dharma, varna dharma. But the ultimate issue is to give up attachments to all of it, give up all that comfort, give it everything, and just fix your mind on me. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer obeisances unto me. Because the purpose of human life is not to stay in the varnas, or stay in the ashrams, or stay in this body, or stay in this world. The purpose of human life is moksha, liberation. Dharma, art, kam, moksha. So they have to give up all our attachments to dharma, and art, and kam, and focus our mind on moksha, which means to go to Vaikuntha, go to the spiritual world, attain our siddhadeha, spiritual body, and serve the Lord there. This is the purpose of life. Krishna says, manmana bhava mad bhakta madhyaji manmaskuru. Always think of me. Human life is meant to ultimately become pure devotee of the Lord. Other things are temporary. We won't be a husband forever. We won't be a wife forever. We won't be a businessman forever. But forever we're part and parcel of God. Forever we're spirit souls. Jivatma. Body is changing year to year, moment to moment. The soul is always the same. At some point in some lifetime, at some time, we have to leave this world.
Yes, that's true.
Not just dying. You die, but you don't leave the world. When you die, you leave this body and get another body. Until your consciousness, when our consciousness is absorbed in transcendence, absorbed in God, then when we give up this body, we get a spiritual body and go to the spiritual world. Live there eternally in relationship with the Lord and service. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.